I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Sex Death is an annual Bloomington Playwrights Project Dark Alley series production, pushes the envelope, challenging conventional boundaries. And this year, the BPP returns with a fresh new twist. It's called Sex Death Ladies Night, with the ladies in charge, production acted and directed entirely by women. Diane Kondrat directs a talented female cast, and they'll be tackling the roles of both sexes for a little cross-dressing, gender-bending in five short plays. And our guests are two of the actors, Jaddy Chuchi and Katie Nett. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Now, there are five plays, and the two of you actually are involved in three of them. Audiences in Bloomington may well remember Jaddy Chuchi from roles at a number of productions, including a recent one, of course, Grapes of Wrath. But you've also been a bit of a veteran at BPP.
Yes. I believe it was 2006, I was in a few of their main stage season productions. I was in Mad Honey and Empty Sky and Vroom as well.
Another
gender bender
show. You just like that, don't you?
Jaddy, a little bit about the show she's in, and that's My Little Pony Express, Rachel Teagle, the newest form of postal service. What's up in this thing?
The premise is that a customer comes in and can't overnight her package by any normal means of mail, but luckily, there is My Little Pony Express, with pony couriers.
Laurie Allen's written a play that was called The Naked Woman, and now it's just called Naked. And our guest, Katie Nett, is in that show. Now, have people had a chance to see you before this show?
Yes. I was in Chicks with Dicks 2, Battle with Cannibal Sluts in Outer Space at the BPP. I played a cannibal slut from outer space. It was very high realism, that play. And then I was in the Theater of the People's production, The Invisible Man, which we wrote ourselves and staged in Bloomington, Indiana.
Tell us a little bit about Naked.
Well, I play a cleaning lady who comes into a lawyer's office and finds her naked. And the rest of the play is us discussing nudity and being comfortable with yourself and just trying to get my cleaning lady to relax and enjoy her life a bit more like the nudist lawyer does.
Passing cleaning tips back and forth, handy wipes and things
like
that?
Yeah, there's a bit of cleaning. Oh, my cleaning lady gets nervous, and when she gets nervous, she likes to clean.
No kidding.
Yeah.
In addition to five plays, and wouldn't that be more than enough, there are also some interim acts. Jaddy, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on in between some of the plays?
Indeed. We have one act that is a belly dancer from different drummer belly dancers, and we also have an extra special extra scene where a Bleeding Heartland roller girl will be featured as well.
Wow. On that small stage?
I think they're working out the logistics today.
It's getting a bit complicated.
Could be dangerous.
Well, they're professionals.
Katie, tell us a little bit about some other things going on in between.
There will also be a burlesque performance from Scarlett Nopanson. I heard about it directly from her, and it seems like it will be very exciting. I hear there will be audience participation going on. So that's something definitely to look forward to.
So both of you, veterans of a variety of theatrical experiences in Bloomington, both while you were students and then later moving on out into the community for you, Jaddy, and Katie, yet to move out as you get to wrap up things. We've been talking with two of the actors, Jaddy Chuchi and Katie Nett, from Sex Death Ladies Night at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. It plays December 8th through the 15th. Late night showtime is 11 p.m. at the theater at 107 West 9th Street. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.